something for the weekend on Saturday. Now, if you've had COVID or maybe you're still going through COVID at the moment, I'm sure you could do a tips on how to speed up your recovery. And it's all to do with your nutrition and supplements. And Dr. Conor Curley is here to tell us more. Good morning, Conor. How are you?
Morning, Trina. Thanks for having me.
So very important, isn't it, nutrition when it comes to recovery from COVID? I know so many people, when it comes to their food during COVID, they kind of lose their taste and their sense of smell, and sometimes you can get a metallic or a salty taste from food. But it really is important to still eat well, isn't it, during this time?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Really, what we've seen over the last sort of 2 years is that people with an unhealthier diet are more likely to get COVID and more likely to get severe COVID in particular. So this is really not surprising with what we know about how the body works. And really, your general lifestyle, including things like physical activity and sleeping, can really help with your recovery from COVID-19 symptoms.
I'm sure there are people listening now who might be at home because they've got COVID, or maybe they're just getting through it at the moment. And over the last while, they've been just calling for a takeaway because it's the handier thing to do. They can't get out to the supermarket. I guess because you are so interested in nutrition, your advice would be to get somebody else to do it for you and leave it on the doorstep, or do your shopping online, and not to be going for the takeaways, because that will slow down recovery.
Absolutely, it would. I mean, look, we've all had a tough 2 years, and you know, I would advise anybody not to beat themselves up. And of course, we all deserve a little bit of comfort, even if that does mean the odd glass of wine or takeaway. But just to be aware that if you're relying on takeaways and fast foods and unhealthy foods and lifestyle, that is certainly not good for your overall health or your underlying COVID-19 if somebody is infected. You mentioned there that certainly, you know, if someone is infected, you know, the advice is obviously not to go to the supermarket, but there are ways and means, whether it be online shopping or a family member or friend doing the shopping for you. And just in terms of, you know, if someone is infected or has been infected, or, you know, just is struggling with energy or time or whatever, you know, like, there's simple little tips like to batch cook and to make healthy meals. And there are ready-made meals that are quite healthy, you know, especially in the frozen section. So they're a really, really good alternative to constantly reaching for the takeaway. And of course, remember, that will also save you a lot of money.
I've heard of people having a reduced appetite as they recover from COVID. So what would your tips be? I mean, what do we actually need to have when it comes to our nutrition?
Yeah, so I mean, really important to understand that, look, you know, if somebody loses their appetite or has a diminished appetite for, you know, let's say a week or so, or a month after COVID-19, that's not the end of the world unless they're already significantly underweight. That's a different scenario. But for most people, you know, having a smaller appetite is fine. You know, you don't need to push yourself to eat as much as possible, but you do need to push yourself to eat some healthy foods. And we know some of the healthiest foods for anybody on the planet, regardless of COVID, will be things like greens, spinach, broccoli, and so on, and also berries. So I wouldn't be too worried about loss of appetite, especially if it's only for a small period of time. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you mentioned earlier on, some people may lose their taste or smell. That is a fairly common symptom of COVID, and unfortunately, we really like smelling and tasting foods. So the advice there would be to really look at spicing up your meals and snacks. So by adding in things like cinnamon or different spices to really bring out the flavour, black pepper, for example, as well. And that can certainly help. There are certainly other non-nutritional factors like smell training. So just getting essential oils and smelling those for maybe 30 seconds a time, several times a day. And that certainly does seem to help. And then in terms of specific nutrients, so, you know, really since COVID has come about, we've all read an awful lot of rubbish all over the internet about what we should and shouldn't do that's really going to help cure and prevent COVID. And unfortunately, there was absolutely no scientific basis for that. But now in 2022, there actually is some scientific research. I'm delighted to be able to tell you and your listeners that there's three components that can help with smell and taste recovery. And they are vitamin D, which does seem to play a role. There's some limited research, but albeit research on the vitamin D can help with smell and taste recovery, speeding up your recovery. Also vitamin B12. And finally, something called curcuminoids, which are derived from the spice turmeric. So some people may have heard of those. So vitamin D, vitamin B12 and curcuminoids seem to help with smell and taste recovery.
Okay, and that might make you kind of want to eat a bit, because it is hard to eat if you really don't feel like doing it. And we've all been there, even with, you know, stomach bugs or things like that. All you want is a piece of toast at the end of it.
But if somebody is going for toast, make sure it's wholemeal toast.
Wholemeal, of course.
Think about healthy toppings such as peanut butter or something like that. Peanut butter and banana being a really healthy option on your wholemeal toast.
Conor, when it comes to the tiredness associated with COVID. What can you do for that? Do supplements help with that?
Yeah, so again, as I just mentioned, you know, at the start of the pandemic, there was absolutely no research, but thankfully now there is. And there's probably about 6 or 7 food components we know can help with fatigue on top of a healthy lifestyle, including sleep, physical activity, and, you know, a healthy diet. And some of those, which we just mentioned, also help with taste and smell, are vitamin D and vitamin B12, but also magnesium, and then curcuminoids we mentioned already, and then also ashwagandha and quercetin. There is some limited research showing that all of those 6 components actually do help with COVID-19 patients or people who've had COVID-19 infection and are struggling with their energy levels. All of those components have been shown to actually improve recovery and energy production.
I know that you have really committed your life to studying nutrition, and particularly because of your own background, because you were diagnosed as having MS when you were 15. So you were looking for all kinds of ways to improve your health as well. Tell me about the latest thing that you've brought out as a result of COVID.
Yeah, so you mentioned there the MS. So that really, you know, I was going to be a professional athlete up until my diagnosis of MS when I was 15. And that really led me to become more interested in health as opposed to just sports. And that led me on to study dietetics at Trinity College and then get my doctorate from the School of Medicine at UCD. And since then, I've worked all over the world and, you know, really interested in nutrition, obviously. But obviously, for a lot of your listeners, you know, it's not practical for them to dedicate their entire lives to studying nutrition. So what I tried to do then was to set up an Irish company to bring evidence-based products, nutrition products, to the market. And that company is called Phytofic. So phyte in scientific language means plant. And all of our products are completely plant-based. So we only launched last November in 2020. And then in March, we actually won the World Food Innovation Award, which was phenomenal for such a new and such a small company. So we're delighted to be 100% Irish. And as you mentioned, we just brought a new product to the market, which is called Covenpack. So that's Covenpack. And each letter corresponds to an ingredient in our product. So we talked about curcuminoids. So our product contains curcuminoids. It also contains organic vitamin D3. It also contains vitamin B12 from Irish mushroom, magnesium from the Irish sea, piperin, ashwagandha, and quercetin. So those 7 nutrients. And those 7 nutrients have actually been shown in research studies to help with overall health, but also within patients with COVID-19 as well.
I think the idea is so many people want to avoid this long COVID, don't they? It's one thing having it for a week or so, but if you're a few months down the line, you don't want to be still experiencing the tiredness and the, you know, not really wanting to eat. And you want to be well rid of it, don't you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what the research has really shown is that as soon as possible to actively treat your COVID using a multitude of strategies. So, for example, you know, making sure you're sleeping well, making sure you're moving your body. That doesn't mean going to the gym necessarily, but doing some sort of movement, which then, of course, can help you sleep better. And, of course, eating better, and then these targeted supplements, that the research actually shows that earlier treatment is better. And as we know, some people can get very mild COVID, but then have long COVID afterwards, and vice versa. Some people can get really severe COVID and then afterwards have no ill effects. So COVID really just does not play by the rules, which is really tricky. And that's why we are really trying to help at Phytofix. We've been in touch with some of the academic and clinical departments in the country who are looking at long COVID about doing research studies as well. But they're just very long and very difficult to do. But as I say, the best advice is really to target your COVID-19 as quickly as you can by leading sort of a healthier lifestyle.
Diet, one of the most important things that we can do to influence our health. And I don't think enough of us think of it that way. We think about, you know, oh, what medicine can we get? But really, everything stems back to the diet, doesn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We know that nutrition is so important. And in fact, some of the most recent statistics show that nutrition is one of the biggest factors for overall health and longevity, as well as your risk of disease and early death. And when we think about things like obesity or smoking, even exercise, they seem to be much more in our minds than nutrition as such. But nutrition does seem to be absolutely really, really powerful for all of these things. And really, COVID has just shown that as well. So yeah, nutrition being absolutely vital. But unfortunately, some of us, still neglected a little bit. And as I say, I would advise any listeners not to beat themselves up, because it has been a really tough 2 years for everybody. Hopefully those 2 years, that long period of time is now coming to an end. But, you know, we thought that this time last year.
We did.
So what I would say is, look, just try your best and try to make small changes or whatever changes you think you're able for. But really understand that it is really, really important for everything. It should not be neglected anymore. Nutrition is extremely complicated, but we can be really, really simplistic about it as well. For example, half of the plate should be fruit and vegetables. Something very, very easy to do. But when we think about what do we have for dinner, you know, a chicken curry might be half rice and half chicken curry with no vegetables. So simple things like that are really, really achievable and doable.
Well, Dr. Conor Curley there, thank you very much. Some advice on how to speed up your recovery post-COVID. And let's hope that you're feeling okay.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
Take care.
This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.